您现在正在收听的是 deltafmradio.com，
欢迎大家的收听。
Hello everybody, welcome to our radio show. You are listening to Delta FM 90.2, the radio of Lycée Pilote Innovant International. Today we are going to focus on a very elaborate topic about China, or more precisely, how did China manage to keep its identity while undergoing the globalization phenomenon? I am glad to welcome in the studio Lore, who will help me to ask the questions, and especially two Chinese, Chen Chuer and Li Yoin.
First of all, a question was asked. How China is seen by the Europeans, and particularly by the French. We asked them, and this is what they said.
Je pense surtout dans les gens, le paysage, la situation politique et économique.
Aux pâtes, aux dragons.
Tous les produits, les contrefaçons par exemple.
Aux grues, pour les grues.
De rire.
Seulement les films de Kung Fu, la muraille de Chine.
Tintin, Lotus Bleu.
Au palais impérial, la cité interdite.
Couleur rouge, couleur or, costume.
J.O. Chapeau pointu, nos pousse-pousse,
bambou,
panda,
appartement qui sont très petits, parce qu'il y a beaucoup de monde là.
Quand on mange du crapaud ou du serpent ou du chien.
Une grande civilisation millénaire qui nous a apporté des découvertes, des savoir-faire, des matières premières, de la richesse.
Les yeux bridés et adorés.
La Chine est aussi un miroir déformant de notre monde.
So as you can see, the opinions are very different. So let's ask directly the Chinese what they think. Chen Chuer and Li Yoin, hello. So as you know, you are Chinese who are here in France for the first time. So even now, while living in France, do you keep your traditional customs like party, festivals, celebration, food, school?
Now there is a festival, Chinese New Year. Is going to have a party in this school. We have a lot of program to introduce Chinese culture.
Okay. Do you meet to have some party or dressed in Chinese dress or like that?
Our dress red, and we dance and sing.
Ah, great.
It's very lucky.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, just like what Chen Zhuer said just now, in this month, 28th, we are going to have a party of the Chinese New Year, and we will have some traditional food, and we want to introduce the traditional things to the French here, and I hope all the French students like this.
In your opinion, what are the positive and negative sides in Western and Chinese cultures?
Some, I think, both. For me, because I'm not very know which is good, which is bad, but for me, yeah, all is very good.
And just like a proverb, each coin have two sides. So I think that both two cultures have their positive and negative sides. And personally, I think Chinese culture is more harmony and more modest. And the Western culture, we can enjoy freer atmosphere and more democratic atmosphere.
You think that the Chinese, that the Western culture, the people here are more pressed, like they're more hurry up and...
Yes, and more hurry up and more eco.
Ah, okay. Thanks. Have you grown up in a traditional Chinese atmosphere?
No, but because in my city, there are a lot of highway and high building. I'm not grew up in traditional Chinese.
Christmas.
Oui, that's it.
And as for me, I think, yes, my response is yes. I've grown up in a traditional Chinese atmosphere. And I think probably I'm lucky. And many French here think I'm a totally, completely Chinese. And yes, in my city, there is also the highway, the modern things. But the value in my mind is very traditional.
And you were also single child? You don't have any...
No, I don't have any sister or brother. I'm very lonely when I was a children.
And what about your grandparents?
Grandparents, they are very old.
And but I think if they took care of you when you were a child...
Mm. Yes, they took care of me.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, and aren't you afraid that one day the Chinese culture will disappear?
No, and ever. We love our culture, and we read a lot of books, and I like Chinese culture. I think it's never disappear.
And personally, and I don't think so, the Chinese culture will disappear. Because firstly, I think the Chinese culture has its special charming. That's why he can stay in the among the difficult cultures in the world. And secondly, for example, Confucianism. Yes, in China, although China is modern nowadays, people are also like Confucianism.
So also here you can see some influence of Chinese culture on the West, in France, if Confucianism.
Yes, I found that here in this school, and many students are interested in Confucianism, and they ask me some questions about
that. Great. The last question, would you personally raise your children in a traditional Chinese way or rather in an Occidental way?
Because now I'm very young, but if I have children, both, je préfère. Because I want my children know the Chinese culture, old culture, and I'd like my children know the Western, like computers.
Okay.
Yes, like this.
Yes.
As for me, if it's possible, I would like my children to choose which traditional do you prefer? Is it traditional Chinese culture or the Occidental culture? And probably I will make a combination of two cultures.
As a conclusion, we can say that China has always known how to keep the limits between what is essential for its development and, on the other hand, what has to stay established in these cultures. Thank you for answering our question. Goodbye and go listening to Delta FM. Have a nice day.
Happy New Year!